through the good times and through the bad times. Update. Your talking newspaper. Keeping you connected.
So, a very warm welcome to the opening segment of Update Talking News Stoke and for North Staffordshire for July the 18th, 2024. It's great to have you back with us. Hope you've had a wonderful couple of weeks and you're all set for another fresh edition. Currently, we aim to get the service out via the USB pouch service around every 2 to 3 weeks with the occasional overlap depending on volunteer availability and situation. Situations that are sometimes outside our control, like illnesses or delays. And the next edition is going to be around August the 5th, August the 6th, and content is available via our website, update.org. Updatestoke.org, let's get that right. Also via the Wireless for the Blind Talking Newspaper app. We're also available on Amazon Alexa and Google Next. I'll get my words out today, and Google Nest. Please do let us know of your experiences using the services, as feedback does help us improve things for the future. To access Update on Alexa, you need to first time around say to your Alexa device, enable My Talking Newspaper, and then when prompted, ask for Stoke on Trent. For all times after that, you first address Alexa by saying open My Talking Newspaper, and it should remember where you left off on the Google Nest, or many you say, hey Google, play Update Talking News podcast. If you need any help whatsoever with any of these services or any advice, please do give us a call, and that's 07500 870689, and I can guide you through the process. If you know of anyone who'd like to listen to Update who doesn't already, please do spread the word, and the same goes regarding volunteers. If you know of anyone with a little spare time who may be able to help us, then please do ask them to get in touch. We're also asking anyone who decides to switch from USB sticks and machines to the new services to return your equipment to us and let us know who you are with your name and telephone number and address. And if you can afford, please make a contribution of £25 to help with additional costs. If you're thinking of making a will in the future and you're looking to leave some money to a good cause and you've enjoyed Update over the years, then please do keep us in mind. The addition of Alexa means a few changes around availability of content, so certain things like songs, etc., and talking magazines are available on our website and the USB pouch service. Staffordshire Sight Loss share content and links when available on Facebook and Twitter. They also provide a whole host of services, including social groups and get-togethers and the services that they can offer you. They have a drop-in in their hub in Albion Street on Tuesdays. And if you need any help or information about what they have coming up and services they can offer, then please do give them a call. And their telephone number is 07931 327018. You can call, you can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can email, and that's hello@ssla.org.uk. There's a mental health helpline still available from Brighter Futures that offers emotional support, and if you need any help whatsoever, you can give them a call, and that is 01782 406 6000. In this edition, we have news from myself and Teresa and Liz. Unfortunately, Uta and Kath are off for the summer, but they should be back for the next edition. And hopefully we'll have our new reader, Sheila, back as well. We've got general knowledge quiz from Liz as well, the one and only quiz. And we've got Timbo's trivia coming up in a moment as well. In the entertainment segment, we have a couple of things. We have what's on at the theatre. We have the TV, radio, film and stream highlights for you all, and we've also got a few films that are at the cinema as well. We're having a little break from the audible preview, but that will be back at the beginning of August. If there's any content that we're not currently offering that you'd like to hear about, please do let us know and give us a call on 07500 870689. I hope life is treating you well and you've had a good spring so far and you're ready for the summer. It's really good to have something to look forward to, so I hope you have some exciting things in store. I'm going to go visit some family at the end of July, going to Ilfracombe in Devon for a few days, so quite looking forward to that, and then off to Barcelona in Spain for a few days as well. So I hope that you've got something exciting coming up. If you haven't, then maybe just go for a nice walk, or perhaps have coffee or lunch with a friend, or reach out to somebody who you've not spoken to for a while. I hope you're coping with the obstacles of daily life with so many strikes, although we haven't had a train strike for a while. I have a feeling they're going to drop one on us soon. But the cost of living crisis is still hitting us and COVID's still around. So I hope you're coping with everything that is going on. And the recent general election didn't do your head in too much. If you do need any help or support, please do get in touch and we'll try and help whatever we can. We can also refer you to other services. So if you need any help whatsoever, please do get in touch. We're also offering a telephone service where we can talk on the phone. And if you need to use that, please do give us a call. That number is 07500 870689. We pursue funding streams and we are funded by the National Lottery Awards for All, and they help us to do all we do, but it only does so much. So if you can make a donation, then we do appreciate that. I hope you're all enjoying life to the full and finding ways to lift your spirits. If you do need to get in touch about anything whatsoever, do give us a call. It's 07500 870689. You can email also, that's updatetnstoke@gmail.com, as we're always here if you need us. I just want to quickly mention about something. One of our listeners, Carolyn Brindley, has written a book, and the book is called The Fiery 50s and Swinging 60s, Potteries and Beyond. It's by Carolyn Brindley, and it's a light-hearted and entertaining look at domestic and social life growing up in Stoke-on-Trent in the UK during the 1950s and 1960s, coming straight after the Second World War. This was a time of significant improvements in domestic and working conditions, as well as changes in society. The book takes a look at home life, shopping, food, education, health, transport, appearances and high days and holidays, among other topics. A helpful section will enable you to speak like a Stokey, giving the reader a translation of the unique and colourful Potteries dialect, enabling any visitor to the area to seamlessly blend in with the vocals. Locals. The book will evoke happy memories and reminiscences for people of that era while being enlightening and explanatory for later generations, helping to explain why people who grew up in the 50s and 60s are the way that they are. Profits from the publication will be donated to Staffordshire Sight Loss and Update Talking Newspaper. It can be found in Amazon Kindle Store under the title and under the name Carolyn Brindley. And at present, it's ebook and it is priced at £1.77. Profit is about 88p. And on Kindle Unlimited, paying for each page read for the first time. And Carolyn is hoping to do an audio version in the future, so if she does, I will let you know about it. But please do have a look at that if you're interested. And if you have any more information, if you'd like any more information about it, please contact me and I can put your queries through to Carolyn. And that's a really interesting book to have a little look at and see if it's your cup of tea or not. Okay. I'm trying to find my pages now because everything's going missing. So I would like to take another opportunity to thank everyone for listening and supporting Update. A big thank you to all those who have donated and a special thanks to all our volunteers who help keep Update going. As life has returned to some sort of normality, let's hope that we all have brighter horizons and a better time for us all. And I hope you enjoy the range of features and information that we have for you this week. Through all things, keep smiling through, and I hope you enjoy this latest edition for July the 18th, 2024. Coming up, we've got Timbo's Trivia, and then we're going to go straight into local news and features.